presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Flash Gordon saved Queen Azura's life by throwing Hoko, king of the Death Dwarfs, into his own fiery pit. Then he and the Witch Queen raced for the Iron Door, leading to freedom. In the meantime, Dale and the invisible Zarkov managed to enter the palace. Then Zarkov made his way to where General Tall was putting Khan, the Hawkman, into a cell. From Khan, the scientist learned what had happened to Flash and Azura. Although Khan had only a theory about Flash's being still alive and was unable to tell Khan exactly where the Iron Door was located, the great scientist decided to search for it before his invisibility wore off. At that moment, Flash and Queen Azura reached the Iron Door in their mad dash for freedom. They found it barred from the outside and heard the cries of the Death Dwarfs as they started to close in on them. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the Big Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Brandishing the spear of the dead dwarf king, Flash Gordon places himself between Queen Azura and the howling mob of half-sized men closing in on them as they stand at the barred iron door.
Here come the dwarves, Azura. Stand behind me. I'll hold them off as long as I can.
Oh, you're a brave man, Flash, but I'm afraid there are too many for you.
There'll be quite a few less pygmies walking around by the time they get me, Azura.
Oh, I'm sure of that, Flash. Why, they seem to be in a confidence. Why don't they attack?
I don't know. I wish they'd hurry up and come out of the huddle. The suspense is worse than the actual fighting.
I'm going to pound on that door again. Somebody must be out there. Help! Help! This is Azura, your queen! Calling all guards!
Save your voice, Azura. It's no use.
Oh, I guess you are right, Flash.
I know I'm right, this time. But I was a fool not to listen to you, Azura, in the first place. It's all my fault that we're in this tough spot.
Well,
I know apologizing won't save our lives, but I want you to know I'm sorry I've risked your life. I only wanted to capture you as a hostage in order to conquer Tall and your army.
I believe you, Flash. And while apologies are in order, I'd like to ask your forgiveness for the way I've treated you. It was only because I loved you. May I remind you of the saying, all fair in love and war?
It's only fair to remind you, Azura, that I love Dale Arden, and I always will.
I know that. But for once and for all, I beat her out.
What do you mean?
Look, here come the dwarfs to attack us. You may love Dale Arden, but I shall be the one to die with you.
In the meanwhile, back at the palace, General Tall brings a squad of guards to the cell of Khan the Hawkman.
Hawk! Well, prisoner Khan, what have you to say for yourself?
Just that this cell isn't as comfortable as it might be, Tall.
You are pleased to jest. One would think you were a guest of honor instead of a prisoner.
Not from these quarters, they wouldn't.
Perhaps you can leave that cell, never to return to it.
By what means?
Do you still believe Flash Gordon and Azura are alive?
I told you I shall never believe Flash Gordon dead until I see his body.
Yes. Well, it may not be long before we shall have that pleasure.
Is that so?
Yes, that is so. Prisoner Khan, you forget that I am now king of the Blue Magic Land.
Are you? Saying you are doesn't make you a king.
No? Then listen. God, am I or am I not King Tall?
Yes, you are King Tall. King Tall the First. Yes.
You hear, prisoner Khan? The guards acknowledge me to be their king.
They may say so to your face, but I'll wager they don't behind your back. But what if this handful of guards do call you King Tall? They aren't the whole army. They aren't the whole kingdom.
The whole army. I'll show you, prisoner. I'll show you who acknowledges me to be king here. Guards, sound the call for review. And you, open up the cell. We'll bring the prisoner with us. Now, prisoner, come out of that cell.
Never to return, General?
That depends. And don't call me General. God, bring the prisoner this way. Forward. March.
May I ask where you are taking me?
You'll see. You'll soon find out.
Well, wherever we're going, it will be better than that cell back there. Honestly, Carl, if you're going to run this country, you might begin by improving your cell block. Well, what's the matter? Can't you hold a polite conversation?
Halt!
Why, we're on the parade ground.
God, give the signal to start the review.
What's all this for, Tal? Do you want the army to get a good look at me so they'll recognize me in case I try to escape?
Tan, you are a brave soldier.
Praise from General Tall is praise indeed.
Even though you are a prisoner and face death at any moment, you are no coward. Tan, this review is for you.
For me?
Yes. I'm having the entire army pass before us for two reasons. One is to show you that the troops will salute me as king.
I see that, Tal. You are getting the royal salute. What is the other reason?
Can't you guess?
I never guess. Well, Tal, what is the other reason for this review?
To give you an opportunity to become acquainted with your troops.
With my troops? I don't understand you.
I am offering you the post of commander-in-chief of my army.
If I will do what?
If you will swear allegiance to me as King Paul the First.
You can call off your review, Tal.
You will not swear allegiance to me?
Most emphatically, no.
Very well. Guard, stop the review. Take the prisoner back to his cell and keep him there for the rest of his life.
Meanwhile, in another part of the palace, Zarkov the scientist returns to Dale Arden, who has been awaiting him.
Well, I am back, Dale.
Oh, Dr. Zarkov, I was beginning to fear they'd captured you.
How could they? They cannot see me.
That's true, but I was afraid that you'd started to become visible right now. What did you find out? How is Flash? Did you see him?
I did not see him, Dale.
Oh, then we must search for him, Dr. Zarkov. Let's hurry. He won't be invisible forever.
I have been searching for Flash, Dale. That is why I have been so long in returning.
Two persons are better than one when it comes to searching. Perhaps you'll find him with me helping.
I hope so, Dale.
Where did you look for Flash? In Azura's quarters?
Flash is not in the palace, Dale.
How do you know that?
I found Khan a prisoner in the cell block. He told me that Flash captured Azura.
He did? Oh, that's wonderful.
Wait until you hear the rest, Dale.
You sound as though you had tragic news.
I have sad news. Just how tragic it is, we shall not know until we find Flash.
What do you mean, Dr. Zarkov?
It seems that after Flash captured the Witch Queen, he carried her off through an iron door somewhere in the hills.
Oh.
Khan was only able to give me a general direction to follow in my search. But it has been of no use.
I have an idea, Dr. Zarkov.
Yes?
While you're still invisible, let's free Khan. Then he can help us search.
An excellent idea. We are only a short way from the cell block. Come along.
Oh, I do hope we find that iron door in the hills.
So do I. Down these stairs, Dale.
Why should Flash take that horrid witch queen into the hills?
They were being pursued by the blue magic soldiers, and Flash made for the first avenue of escape. But the iron door bars from the outside. They cannot come out of the tunnel.
Then we must hurry and open that door.
Yes. Ha! Listen.
What's that?
It must be a squad of guards coming to Khan's cell. Here, get behind these pillars. They must not see you.
And perhaps you wish you'd accepted my offer, Khan.
Never. I swear allegiance to only one man, King Flash.
Halt. Open the cell. Get in there, prisoner. Forward. Forward, march.
All right, come along, Dale. We came just in time.
Khan. Khan.
Princess Dale.
Yes. Are you all right?
Yes, perfectly all right. Where's Zarkov?
I am here, Khan. I will open the cell door.
Did you find Flash Gordon?
No. That is why we have come back for you. Dale thought you might recognize the hill if we got you outside.
I'll do my best. Come along.
Back in the tunnel of the Death Dwarf, Flash Gordon is valiantly resisting the attack.
Come on, you pygmies!
Oh, good work, Flash. You are holding them off wonderfully.
I hope I don't get tired before they do. Why, you...
I'm sure my men will soon be here, Flash. Paul will not rest a moment until he's found me.
This is one time when Paul can't appear any too soon for me.
Well, keep up the good work, Flash. I'll try to summon aid. Help! Help! Paul!
I'm afraid it's no use pounding on that door, Azura. They've probably given us up as dead long ago.
As long as I have life, I shall try to summon aid. Help!
Meanwhile, Khan and Zarkov and Dale reach the outer gate.
Now for the hill.
Which one?
Well, it's either... What? Why, I can see you, Zarkov.
Yes, you've become visible.
So I have. It is a good thing we got these robes off the guard. Well, it is do or die from now on. No more reconnoitering until I build another machine.
Oh, I do hope we can find that iron door. Which hill is it, Khan?
Let me see. It's either that one or that one over there.
Suppose you take that one, Khan. Dale and I will try the other one.
Very well.
Take this ray pistol, Khan.
Thanks. Goodbye, Princess Dale, and good luck.
Thanks, Khan. Same to you.
Now, let us see.
Look out. Here comes an officer of the guard.
Quick, Dale. Pull up the hood of your rope. Any news, Captain? We are just in from the country.
News? Only that an invisible shadow has carried the Queen off to the Tunnel of the Death Dwarf.
The Tunnel of the Death Dwarf?
Yes.
Oh, where is it?
Over there.
Can we save Flash, Dr. Zarkov?
Oh, what's this? Zarkov? Why, you...
That settles him. Come on, Dale. There is no time to lose.
Oh, we must save Flash. Hurry! Hurry!
Luck is with us so far. We are heading for the right hill.
Yes. There's the iron door. I can see it from here.
So it is. Dale, I must warn you. Nobody has ever come out of that door alive. You had better wait outside.
No, Dr. Zarkov. I'd rather die with Flash than live without him.
Well, here we are. See the sign? Death to all who enter here.
Listen, someone's pounding on the door. Now it's stopped. Oh, Dr. Zarkov, do you suppose...
We will soon know. Stand back, Dale. I am going to open the door.
Guess I can't hold them off much longer, Zora.
Flash, kiss me goodbye before we die. Oh, Flash, how could you...
Flash, Azura, come out quickly.
Dale, Zarkov.
We're safe.
Come out. I will finish off these creatures.
Dale, darling, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Don't touch me, Flash Gordon. I hate traitors. You kissing that hussy.
You don't understand, Dale. It was Azura's last wish. We thought we were dying.
I wish you both had.
Dale!
This way to our hideout, Queen Azura. You are our prisoner.
Did you get your colored poster stamps in the Comic Weekly last Sunday? The Comic Weekly, as you know, is the picture section of the Hearst Sunday newspapers. And each week it contains a half page of wonderful full-color poster stamps of animals, ships, American history, famous persons, flags, and many other interesting subjects. Each poster stamp is 2.5 inches long by 1.75 inches wide, 6 times as large as the regular 3-cent stamp. I have one in front of me right now. It's a colorful picture of the Santa Maria with sail set, and below it is an inscription which reads as follows. Santa Maria, Columbus's flagship. It set sail from Spain with the Pinta and the Nina on August 3rd, 1492, and landed on the Bahama Islands on October 12th, 1492. Every stamp is different. All you have to do to become a member of the new Poster Stamp Collectors Club is cut out these poster stamps each week and paste them carefully in your album. The official album of the Poster Stamp Collectors Club should now be available at all leading stores. So be sure and get your poster stamps in the Comic Weekly section of your Hearst newspaper next Sunday. And next week at the same time, another chapter in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.